Watch or listen to the latest episode of TJ and Jody's House, Mondays after 12 noon. Catch up on the latest from America's favorite couple. It's TJ and Jody's House, available now on AceTJ.tv or the Ace and TJ family app.
Let's go.
The Ace and TJ family presents Unfiltered, Uncensored, and Uninterrupted. Well, almost.
Right here.
Let's go!
This is Share Funny from the Ace and TJ Show Plus.
Riggins, at the end of the regular old morning show, did you say what your struggle bus thing, how what put you on your struggle bus?
Yeah,
I don't remember.
But the tacos.
The taco shells are broken.
Yeah.
I never get those El Paso hard shell taco kit things. They always taste stale to me.
Yeah, they are stale. I knew a kid in college that used to just eat those things straight out the box.
Yeah, but you got to put them in the oven, right?
You got to cook them.
And they still taste.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I think they're so good. They are brittle.
Right. I like a thinner taco shell. Like if I'm going to eat a hard taco, it needs to be like a thinner, not like the thickness of a tortilla chip.
But if they break like that, like you were talking about, Riggins, I like to then just take all the components of the taco and make them into like one nice big pile all mixed up together and just take the shell and slide it in there and use it almost like a dip.
Like a nacho dip. Yeah.
Seems to be easier.
What I have to do because they were all broken. And I'll tell you what makes it even more challenging is when I've had, let's say, 15 beers and I'm making 10 tacos or whatever. And then it's like beef. Got to do 10 of them. Then the lettuce, 10 of them. Cheese, 10 of them. So before you know it, 20 minutes has gone by. I'm cross-eyed, and I'm staring down. And I'm just now getting ready to eat these
tacos. You made your tacos for supper or dinner or whatever time it is, and then you got some for the next day.
Yeah, I got leftovers and all that stuff. But it's tough setting them up and filling them up. But, God, are they good when you're drunk?
It's 10 o'clock at night. You're 15 beers in, and you're making your great tacos.
Yeah.
You make 10 of them. How many are left over for the next day?
Let's say if I'm drunk, I'll probably eat 6 or 7.
Okay.
But they're small.
Yeah.
That's what I tell myself. I'm like, they're small. They're way smaller than they used to be. I know.
I could eat 10 tacos, I feel like.
Taco Bell, sure.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So KFC is coming out with new nuggets that are for Gen Zers. They're not like, they don't taste like the chicken nuggets. They taste like fried chicken off the bone, but it's for people who don't eat chicken off the bone. So the nuggets are flavored and all that way to taste more like the chicken than the chicken nugget or the popcorn chicken they have at KFC.
It's not going to have skin on them, I guess.
Yeah, I think maybe. I don't know. But it just says that that a lot of millennials and especially Gen Zers refuse to eat chicken off the bone.
Mm-hmm. I've heard that before.
Yeah. I've never heard that.
That they're like grossed out by it.
I don't prefer it.
Oh,
me
God.
Too. I love
that's
eating chicken.
Crazy.
Off the bone. Why is eating chicken off the bone grossing you out?
I prefer it that way.
I don't.
A chicken leg?
What's wrong with
a thigh?
Right?
I'm out sucking on a chicken thigh like crazy.
Yeah. A chicken leg and a chicken thigh.
Get every crevice of that bone. Mm-hmm.
I'll take almost a boneless chicken piece anytime.
It's almost euphoric for me.
It is.
Sucking on a chicken thigh.
Yeah.
Fried, too. None of that baked bullshit.
Yeah.
I want that skin, and I want that breading, and I want all the little fat in it.
I want to peel that fried chicken skin off there like a scab and eat it.
Yeah. And anybody who won't eat chicken, anybody who won't eat chicken that's on the bone is not a man.
Oh well.
What is it about eating chicken off the bone, Rob, that you find so repulsive?
It makes his vagina hurt. Obviously, that's the only explanation.
It's just too messy.
Because he ain't no man.
What do you mean it's too messy?
It's too messy. I'd rather use a fork to eat my chicken.
Get your desk. You're afraid of a couple of crumbs?
I don't
brother.
My man. Residue.
My man.
It's not about crumbs.
Have you seen your area?
He's going to throw the box on the floor anyway.
Yeah. It looks like you work like Oscar the Grouch. I mean, it's like in a dumpster.
But I don't like things on me. Yeah, on my desk and stuff's fine.
But I don't even see how they're the same dish. You know what I mean? Like, there's no comparison to chicken tenders and chicken nuggets and all to the regular just fried chicken pieces. Yeah.
Oh, I love a chicken tender.
But I do too, Rob, but it's a completely different animal than fried chicken. You know, get a three-piece and some dirty rice.
Three-piece and some dirty rice right now? With a big roll?
A Hawaiian roll.
Big soft roll.
But they are also at the KFC moving to more on-the-go options in general.
It's probably smart.
Now, here's the thing. I thought about that this morning. The trendy thing in food is to make a bowl. I'm going to eat a bowl.
Yeah.
Well, first of all, you're not eating a bowl unless you're eating glass or plastic or paper, cardboard, whatever. You're not eating a bowl unless you're eating a taco salad.
Bread bowl.
Bread bowl. But be that as it may, it's called a bowl. But when we were kids, or even not even when we were kids, but just up until the last 10 years or so, there are people who exist that do this, and we call them crazy. They were weirdos. When they sit down with their food on a plate, they would stir it all together and make just one big mess on the plate and eat it that way. Mashed potatoes and gravy mixed up with peas or French fries and, you know, the meat all smushed up in there and everything, and we called them crazy. It's crazy. That's gross. Now, it's the trendy thing.
Well, I'm going to tell you what. They look amazing.
What?
These bowls from KFC.
Oh, they're so good.
They look incredible.
Yeah, they're so good.
Yeah, but still, it just goes to show you how something can transform from being weird and, you know, quirky, crazy to the thing.
Yeah, here's the thing. And looking at these bowls, I'm always one to mix. Like, if I had some black-eyed peas and rice and gravy, I would mix those together. Or corn and mashed potatoes, I would mix those together. Maybe that's why it doesn't seem that unusual to me. And I think they layer this a little bit more. But either way, I'm all in.
I don't want gravy from the mashed potatoes being on my mac and cheese.
I'm okay with
those two things. First of all, I'm not eating brown gravy if I can help it. I don't like brown gravy as much. Ace, have you seen the barbecue bowls from Sonny's Barbecue?
I have not. Hang on.
Google that.
I'm going to Google that.
Because it looks pretty amazing.
Yeah.
That you're into that.
Yeah, I would probably be into that. But I've never been against mixing up food together.
Oh. What's in this one?
Oh, yeah.
It's got, like, you get to pick the layers in it. Like, two from this category. You get a meat and then two sides and all. They layer it as you tell them to.
With like a,
some brisket, pulled pork.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mac and cheese.
They lay it over the top. This one looks like almost like a Frito pie with some brisket and jalapenos added to it. It looks incredible.
I love brisket.
I'm not sure of the basis. I'm sure there's some rice or something under the
beans or
yeah or something. But the top layers are. It looks like a Frito pie, and then they added some brisket across the top with some jalapenos. It looks incredible.
Oh my God, these look so good.
But why? Can anybody tell me why this took off to become so trendy and everything?
I don't know why.
Because who liked it first?
You?
No. Oh. Women. That's right, Riggins. Women.
That's not a bad guess, though. It wasn't a bad guess, Alexis.
Yeah. Was it you?
Women found the poke bowls. And then everything came from that.
I do love a poke bowl.
Everything fell in line. Because women run the country. So, women, when you run around saying that you don't and that you're downtrodden and everybody's against you and all, you are just wasting the opportunity to enjoy what this country actually does, which is cater to you.
Oh, my God.
It does.
Okay. Because they made some food bowls.
A brisket bowl.
A brisket bowl. They're catering to us. Mm-hmm. I'll get out of here.
Yeah.
He's not wrong about that again.
That's the only one that I'm talking about, that brisket bowl thing. That's all I mean.
Just the brisket bowl is the only one you referenced in that.
There's KFC bowls, poke bowls.
Yeah, all the bowls. Golly. They're Chipotle bowl.
Poke, not poke. Acai.
Do you think, Alexis, you would get as much free stuff running around asking for it if you were a guy?
Yeah, if I was good looking.
No, you wouldn't.
No, you wouldn't.
How would you know?
Because people don't want to help guys as much as they do women.
Who's giving you the free stuff? Guys or women?
Both.
Not which one more?
Guys.
Men, right. You think they'd be giving a good-looking guy as much free stuff and hooking them up and being so inviting to them and everything? Hell no. So take that and put it in your poke bowl. Okay. Poke that in your poke bowl. All
right. Got it.
That's very true.
Yeah, you're right.
Ha!
I know I am.
This country caters to us because I get free things.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's not just that, but
poke bowls.
If I thought you...
in all the bowls.
Yeah. If I thought you really had a desire to understand, I would explain it to you. But you don't, and so you can F off. Just as quickly as you want to.
No,
I'm catering to you. Most people, I would say, take your time effing off. But I'm going to let you do it really fast. Just as quickly as you possibly can.
Mm-hmm. And Donna here said, Riggins, one of the things you can do when your taco shells are busted is break up that shell and make a taco salad.
Yeah, that's
good. But a taco salad has the taco shell is the bowl. Yeah, exactly. That's part of the fun is you eat the bowl when you're done.
Now, why would you not make a taco salad, Riggins?
Because it's for women.
Exactly.
Just that's what, I don't know.
I love a good taco salad.
It's for senior readers.
It's for women.
I like taco salad. It's delicious.
Right. You do. You do. And you love 90 Day Fiance and, Whose Bride Is It Anyway? Or whatever those shows are.
90 Day Fiance. Post-mating ice cream.
Yeah, those Bravo shows. And
I like what?
Post-mating ice cream. That's definitely a girl thing.
That's well, that's my wife doing that. I mean, she's the one that postmates the ice cream.
You postmate ice cream too?
No, I never have. It's
a
always
a dilly bar counts.
Yeah.
I had one dilly bar on there.
I'm against this, delivering ice cream to the house, but if you're going to do it, add a dilly bar.
I will tell you something unique female thing that I've noticed from Amanda, and I've seen some TikToks about it too, but it's like, she's like, do you want any ice cream? No, I'm good. I don't want anything. She goes, I think I'm going to order something. What do you want? I don't want anything. Well, I'm going to... You'll want a little something. I'm going to go ahead and get you something. Because she just doesn't want to order for herself. She feels badly if she orders just for herself and I don't get anything. But I don't want anything. I'm fine just DoorDash yours. You know what I mean?
You do the same thing.
And what?
In exactly the same scenario. You will want to get something. It's happened 1,000 times. You'll want to get something in the morning during the show. You go, I'm going to Chick-fil-A. Anybody want anything?
That's true.
No. And you'll ask maybe three times more if anybody wants anything.
Yeah, and then you'll say, I hate to order just for me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And maybe you got that from her, but I definitely noticed you do it.
But I don't then order you something and have it come anywhere.
No.
So I would
that's
like,
my she point. Do that?
Oh, yeah. She'll just order. Weird. When it comes in, she'll be like, I'm going to put yours over here.
That's where it gets weird.
Yeah, because she just doesn't like ordering the one thing. So I just want to make certain nobody wants anything because I'm trying to be friendly.
She wants the bad decision to be yours as well.
Yeah, I guess it's almost like she doesn't want to. She feels almost like she feels guilty if she orders just for herself. So she will end up ordering me something. Usually, not all the time, but usually, it depends on what it is.
Yeah.
Now, if she's ordering snacks and I don't want any snacks, she'll just end up getting, Sour Patch Kids and Twizzlers or something.
So do you eat it when she orders it?
No. Yeah. Ice cream was the last thing that happened, and it probably sat there 4 days before I had the first bite of it.
That probably
three
drove
days.
Crazy.
Whatever.
She's like that bastard.
Yeah. But when I do it, it's just to make sure that nobody wants anything, because I do hate to order just for myself. But if anybody else wants anything, it's fine. But the difference
you're so
would be,
unappreciative. You didn't eat that gift.
If I were doing it like that, I would have just ordered. I would order everybody something from Chick-fil-A anyway.
Do that.
Because I'm sure you don't ever speak up and say, I don't want anything.
Share funny from the Ace and TJ family. More next.
Let's face it, these days we're all going through something. So make it a little easier with ACE and the Meaningful Meeting podcast. It's the only meeting each week that really matters. The Meaningful Meeting, new every Wednesday on the ACE and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
Hey, it's funny you'll share. The ACE and TJ Family presents the Share Funny Podcast from the ACE and TJ Show.
You know, when you are a couple and things are not as frequent as, you know, one member of the couple would like them to be in the sexual relations department.
Yeah.
A lot of times, you know, people try to spice things up. There's a couple in England. And the woman said, the wife says she couldn't keep up with her husband's libido. So they were, you know, she didn't want to invite another person into the relationship, you know, to make a thruple.
Buzzkill.
But what they did was they now are in a thruple, but without any cheating going on or any, you know, emotions, really, because she ordered him a sex doll that looks exactly like her. So.
Okay.
What? Now they've started to treat her like just a regular member of the family and all kinds of stuff.
That's a little weird.
They dress her up in different outfits, and there's a picture. To be honest with you, the doll is better looking than the real deal. See, that's where you really come into, you know, some sort of an insecurity. Because, you know, we've talked to people who have been in thruples, and you know, there's usually some incident when the wife starts feeling that the husband is, you know, too much into the third person.
Yeah.
And that just causes all kinds of rifts and everything. You're paying more attention to her than you are me, and so forth and so on. But how much worse would it be if you have to say, you're being with the doll way more than you are me, and you're showing more, you know, more attention to the doll. I mean, having your partner choose another person over you is hurtful enough, but when your partner chooses someone that's not even human,
not a good thing.
And you're like, I can't believe it. I mean, I had that bitch made for him.
Yeah.
And then he's going to choose her over me? You can't blame her. With the other one, you say, we're supposed to be friends. What do you say to a doll? You can't blame her for any of it.
This is creepy.
You would only have yourself to blame. Now.
Well, yeah.
From the other side of that, I'd be kind of pissed if I were him. Because I'd be like, okay, it's a doll, but why did you order the doll to look exactly like you? Why couldn't you order the doll to look like a different person? If it's just a doll,
well,
why has it got to be like you, narcissist?
She wants to know that she's the hottest thing in his life.
But she's not.
Sure she
is. This doll is.
Well, the reason she said she got it is because she couldn't keep up with his sex drive.
Right.
So, of course, she wants it to look just like her. If he were to decide what it looked like, it's not going to look like her, probably.
Yeah.
She says, send this bitch back. I need another one.
Yeah. Maybe.
She says, quote, this is from Char, the lady, quote, she's not just a doll. We're really attracted to her. She's helped strengthen our relationship and set our sex lives on fire, end quote. They had another doll in June. They purchased this doll in June after previously owning a doll that, quote, just wasn't doing it for them, end quote. They opted for a more realistic model.
Mm-hmm.
She said, we opted for Dee, who we think looks like me. I never get jealous because there's no emotion there, but she's really definitely spiced things up. So she's attracted to a doll that looks like her.
Yeah, narcissist.
Mm. How close is this to necrophilia?
What?
It's not. She doesn't even have any, like, body parts inside of her.
She's got one.
It's like having sex with a lifeless corpse.
Stop. Yeah, but it's not the same.
It's not the same.
What do they call it when she's heavy and they're trying to move her around and they say that it's difficult?
Dead weight.
Exactly.
I know,
it's
but
dead
still.
Weight. It's just like somebody taking a dead body and moving it around to have the sex with it. Just saying.
What happens when he starts preferring the doll?
We already talked about that.
Oh. My bad.
Welcome to the shack.
Finally, it's
I'll
not
shut
me.
Up.
Finally,
my
it's
bad.
Someone else.
I was finishing stuff.
It finally happened. Sorry. She's been praying for this day to come along.
We already talked about that.
Okay, but wait a minute. Have y'all thought about this? What if the wife? What if the wife ordered a doll that looked exactly like her?
I'm sorry.
He dumb.
Now, all right. Here, this is a serious question. You're looking at these pictures. The doll is way more. I mean, probably three times. As ample-chested as the wife. Is the husband the one that requested that? Or did she request that he say, hey, okay, you're going to get it to look just like you. That's great, you know. But could you tweak this area a little bit? Or does she is she the one that has to make that choice? Or are he going to be in the doghouse?
Yeah.
She has to make. I think she's got to make all the choices on this thing, right?
Can we make the stomach a little flatter?
And wouldn't it be an insult if the guy said, it's, you know, it's just like having you with me?
Yeah.
Because, you know, you're basically saying that your wife is, you know, a cold piece of
rubber.
Rubber.
Yeah.
Cold fish.
Yeah, I would hate that.
Hmm. She's perfect. She does all the things you want her to do. She doesn't. Bog you down with questions. And
if I had one of those, I would order them with those googly eyes that, like Alexis has in there.
That would be so good.
I love looking into your googly eyes.
Googly eyes.
Those googly eyes make me googly.
Yeah. Missionary would be really weird.
Do the pupils of the googly eyes move?
Yeah.
Do they
they
are loose in there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I love
put some of these googly eyes in my eyes and then put Jody's glasses on yesterday, those big hairy carry glasses she has yesterday.
Those red glasses?
Yeah. Put the glass.
I love that.
Just put these on.
See, googly eyes just make everything so much better.
Yeah, until you're in missionary, I think. Yeah. And you're like having to look into these things.
There's something else about this story that is disturbing. Okay, so they know that they're coming to do a feature story on this couple with the sex doll.
Yeah.
They know there's going to be a photographer. They're doing this whole big feature. Wouldn't they have made up their bed before the photographer got there? So the beds are sitting on top of the cover, but it's unmade. The bed's unmade and stuff. That just shows me the you know, lack of good decision making that they have.
Because they don't make their bed?
Yeah, well, not because they don't make their bed, because they don't make their bed when the media's coming, when the press is going to be there.
Oh, what's that thing that they have in the corner with stuffed animals? It's like a hammock full of stuffed animals.
Yeah, it's usually you would see that in a kid's room.
Look at their artwork.
Mm-hmm.
That's an interesting. They have an interest. I was going to say that's an interesting painting or drawing they have above their bed where they're. It's like two pencil figures. The man
like
covering the woman's private areas and the woman covering the man's private areas.
That's romantic.
They have an OnlyFans. Do you know that?
Mm. So with the OnlyFans.
Ew.
Yeah.
That doll's feet are disgusting.
You know, it looks pretty realistic until you get into the feet.
Paint
your
like,
toenails.
Yeah. Ew.
Yeah, the doll's feet look like a cartoon.
Those are pretty gross.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying, man. That's not the top of the line.
No.
You know.
No, because the ones that we were talking about before looked way more realistic than that.
Yeah. And I bet you if you talked to a therapist, a psychologist, psychiatrist, and you ask, what if somebody is very, very into these dolls, is there a connection anywhere, that, even if it's a slight a kinship to necrophilia, is it there?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think so.
Yeah, I wouldn't think so either.
Because what is the motivation behind a necrophiliast? I would want to know that. Like, what is it about the dead body that you have to have?
That it's dead.
Why choose that over a living person? You can get an escort.
Well, no, because you can, I think one of the main reasons is because you can move them, do whatever you want to them whenever you want. You don't have to, you don't have to have their permission for, you know, anything. It's just, you know, however you want to use their body as you see fit.
Yeah, but I think
which would be the same thing with one of these dolls.
Yeah,
I mean, she's not going to complain and say, "I don't want to do that." They're not uptight like real women.
Yeah.
Shut up. So annoying.
Hey, miss any part of Share Funny? Subscribe to the podcast on all major podcast platforms. More Share Funny coming up.
TJ's Fanatico's now have a podcast just for them called the TJ Fanatico Podcast. Each weekday, it's the next TJ Fanatico Top 10, and you won't want to miss a single episode. Get the latest the TJ Fanatico Podcast weekdays after 10 a.m. on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
Share Funny has its own Facebook group. To join, search Share Funny and get more. Now more Share Funny from the Ace and TJ family.
I think I heard what could possibly be my my new favorite way of referring to the heat. Somebody said it feels like Satan's butthole out here.
Okay.
Yikes.
Satan's butthole.
Mm-hmm.
Charming.
I didn't know Satan had a butthole.
Everybody's got a butthole.
Oh my God, that
wow,
that sounded that sounded so creepy.
That was so
okay.
So weird.
Everybody's got a butthole.
Out of nowhere.
Everybody's got a butthole.
Didn't you know, Alexis? Everybody's got a butthole.
It's just that the combination of it just popping in the conversation and Rob sounding like the microphone is in his mouth.
Yeah.
Everybody's got a butthole.
I hate that.
Oh my God. Whispering Rob is like kind of my favorite version.
Hair on the back of my neck stand. I was like, whoa. That's
ugly.
And I, you know, I don't know if it, if it was the same way, you know, taken the same way by the listeners, or as Alexa says, the listeners to our show.
Oh, my God. You're so dumb.
But the fact that Rob is not in the room with the rest of us and we can't see him.
Yeah.
And then things like that just pop in every now and then in the conversation. And it's like, who is saying that? Everybody's got a butthole.
Ugh, I hate that.
Well, if you'd have known your facts, it wouldn't have had to happen.
Yuck. Worry about your own butthole.
I do. That's the only one I'm worried about.
Wow. Weird, man. It's weird.
It's time to go home.
Yeah, you made it awkward.
I don't know what to do now. It's just kind of like, okay.
Even Satan.
Even Satan has a butthole.
Bunch of weird people around here, man. Weird characters.
I don't know.
Yeah, a bunch of weird characters. And animal haters.
Well, how does animal haters come into the conversation? Nobody around here hates animals.
Mm. It's because Riggins brought up that story in the show, how you can scam to get your pet registered as a service animal, take it everywhere you want to go.
And I think it's terrible if you don't really need that you would do that.
Yeah. And Alexis is lashing out because of her insecurities, of how she has to feel like she needs her cat with her all the time.
I do.
And if anybody, you know, disagrees with that, then they hate animals.
Mm-hmm.
It's her way of deflecting
right.
her shortcomings.
My shortcomings?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah.
Great way to turn that around.
Deflect, deflect, deflect.
Does your cat have a butthole?
Yeah.
Can I play devil's advocate for a minute?
Well, I mean, no. Considering that's what you did to start the whole conversation.
That's not true at all.
Playing devil's advocate.
That's not true.
Mm.
Is it? I think the issue she's going to take it, the part she's going to take issue with is that it's the downfall of society.
Mm-hmm.
It seemed like
I didn't say downfall of society. I said it's a characteristic of our culture now.
Okay. Exactly. And you said it right. in a negative way.
Well, it is a negative.
It is a negative way.
To where adult humans feel like they have to have such an attachment to their pet to make themselves feel secure, that you can't even go out in public to a restaurant without dragging your animal along with you while people are in there that may not like animals being around while they're eating.
Your animal that God made specifically for you and that was brought to you for you.
Mm-hmm. The universe do be like that sometimes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I mean, I would think that anybody would be like, oh, you want to be connected to nature so bad that you want to carry your pet with you? That's awesome.
Not in yeah. the Outback Steakhouse.
Appreciate well, nature and God's right. beautiful.
Now, is that what you think when you're riding your unicorn out to dinner? Because that's just fantasy world.
It's not fantasy world.
So you guys are against all emotional support? Ace, sounds like you're more just against all emotional support.
Oh, no, not at all. Mm-hmm. Well, and that's part of my problem with it is that if it takes away from those people that really do need that.
In what
because,
way?
Because if everybody's able to have their emotional support animal, you're downplaying the seriousness of that sensitivity, those people that really do need that.
And it's everybody then starts to doubt anytime a person comes around with a service animal, you're like, I bet that's not even real.
That's on you, bro.
Yeah.
You know who probably needed a service animal? The guy that you yelled at the smoothie place.
Yeah, he probably did because he started it by yelling at me first.
Mm-hmm.
So had he had his support animal there, he wouldn't have acted like an asshole and gotten yelled back at.
Yeah, she just can't stand Ace. I mean, you think that she loves the way she looks until you turn the mirror around on her.
Right.
And then she lashes out.
Mm-hmm.
When you call her out for the true things, she's, you know, paying some hypnotist online that ought to be telling her.
I know.
Ought to be telling her, hey, these are hang-ups with you that you need to figure out. Why you want your animal with you all the time.
And they need to figure out why you hate animals so much. What happened mm-hmm. in your childhood that you hate animals?
See, she can't argue on a level playing field. She has to turn it into the fact that I hate all animals. I can't just have an opinion that shows that she's in need of help.
I'm turning the tables like I was taught.
I care about you.
All he's saying is...
I care about you, and I don't want you walking around like this all the time.
All he's saying is, if you don't have a need, a real legitimate need for an emotional support animal, you shouldn't be able to just access a card that lets you take one into the Longhorn Steakhouse.
Okay. Why don't you just go get a fake handicap parking sticker?
Yeah, get a
do that.
Let me ask
get
you
get a
this.
Fake vaccination card.
You guys care about me, right?
Mm-hmm.
You guys want me to be happy, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you want me to be happy, Ace?
But not at any cost.
Do you want me to be happy, yes or no?
Then no.
You don't want me to be
if I can't have a disqualifier to my because a qualifier to my answer, then I'm going to say no.
Yeah, because what you're doing is changing the definition.
No,
you're going to say Khaleesi makes me happy.
It's an emotion, and it's supporting me.
But you don't need, and that's what I'm saying. You are downplaying the real need for an emotional support animal. People that really need them have a serious issue, and they depend upon that animal. And I think it makes light of their situation when you say, well, it just makes me happier to have Khaleesi, so I want to take Khaleesi everywhere.
It makes me the best Alexis I can possibly be.
No, you're fine with that.
Well, then be that Alexis at home. No, we've had, in all seriousness, we've had situations in our charity work and everything when kids have support dogs and things like that. And it's not something to just go around and say, I want to have my animal with me while I eat dinner. So I'm going to say it's a support animal.
Yeah, it's legit.
Because, like, one, you remember Jackson, Ace, the grin kid?
Yep.
He would wander off or he would get in and have these anxiety attacks, and he was nonverbal. He couldn't talk. So the dog was trained to keep him from wandering off, to get close to him when he could feel his heart rate. The dog could feel his heart rate getting faster. He knew what to do to calm him down, or at least to keep him there until an adult came that could take care of that. It wasn't just, my cat makes me happy, so I'm going to take her to eat pho with me today. And to say that you're on that same level with someone who needs a support animal is what my friend Ace is talking right. about. Of how you're,
I know, I can't with them, because of course mm-hmm. now I can't say anything.
Yeah, that was a trump card.
Yeah, exactly. So, okay.
But
what? Giving an example of yes. how a real support animal is to be used?
Well, do we know the real? I mean, who says that that's the parameters for an emotional support? That's one version of a support mm-hmm. animal, but that wasn't even an emotional support animal, was it? That was like a service dog.
Yeah.
There's okay. a difference.
Well, yeah. But emotional, I mean, it's about emotion.
Yeah.
If it, well, you know, I mean, she struggles through everyday life without it. I can't say that she doesn't
struggle through everyday life.
I don't know that.
Life.
How do you know? Are you inside so. My body? Do you know the feelings and emotions
doing,
I feel
you're
every
doing
day?
Just fine. See, this is where you turn
God,
into
you don't know. Yeah. yeah. We need to get you an emotional raccoon or something. Like something that feels close to home. Possum.
She's a good arguer. I mean, there's no doubt about that. She's good. She's pretty funny in her arguments.
Yeah, because her arguments are ridiculous.
I have anxiety maybe. Sometimes, and Khaleesi like knows it, and she comes and purrs, and it makes me feel better.
Okay, well, have her do that. But while you're at it, why don't you stand out here across the street at Publix, and when somebody's parked in the handicap spot and they're trying to get back in their car, as they pull themselves up into the driver's seat from their wheelchair, go over there and kick them.
Oh, you're so dramatic.
And say, oh, Khaleesi told me to do that. It would make me
that
feel better.
That is not even like at all the same thing. You can't even give that as an explanation. Oh, whatever. Yeah. This is dumb.
Yeah, it is dumb.
No, it's dumb
because
for you
sometimes
guys.
In life, you just got to learn to deal with some shit.
Or when you see somebody who's backed their wheelchair up onto the hydraulic lift of their van, go over there and throw gum in the gears of it so it just gets stuck.
Okay, or also,
why don't you just do that?
That person that is, you know, going in their wheelchair, they might be so happy to see a cat on a leash. That might make their day. So now not only did I help my emotions.
They might also be allergic to it and it could kill them.
Okay, or
so,
not.
Or could.
Or
you want to do could or not? We could do that all day.
Now the two of you are dead, are you? Or not, or could. Not. Yeah. But it might not, but it might could.
You don't want to see cats on a leash? Don't go to the grocery store.
Okay?
This is the Share Funny Podcast from the Ace and TJ family. More next.
When the show is over, the show's not over. Get extra funny content every day with Ace and TJ's Extra Funny Podcast every weekday after the Ace and TJ show. Get it free on the Ace and TJ family app or wherever you download podcasts.
This is the Share Funny Podcast from the Ace and TJ family.
Let's go!
So let's say you got a friend who insists on bringing their emotional support pack of wolves with them over to your house for dinner. And it happens as to like it normally would when you bring a pack of wolves into somebody's house. They destroyed everything. I mean, just destroyed it. And you look around and you go, I can't believe that person brought those emotional support wolves over here and messed up my house. I got to call Paul Davis Restoration. So you do. You get in touch with Paul Davis Restoration. Their emergency technicians jump into action, getting your house all back the way it was before the emotional wolf pack showed up. Now, they don't just handle wolf packs being in your house. They also handle fires and smoke damage and floods and storm damage, all that kind of stuff. And they do it as quickly as they possibly can to make sure you're back living like you were before the bad stuff happens. So if you want Paul Davis Restoration to come in and clean and restore your property, go to acetj.com/Paul Davis. It's pretty clever how we came up with that. acetj.com/Paul Davis. Paul love it. So Ace, you mentioned earlier when I said about the whole country being hot, you said it's the whole world. Because I did know that, because there's a story this morning about doctors in Great Britain who have sent out a warning to the ladies. No matter how hot it is, you're trying to beat the heat, do not attempt to cool yourself off by putting what the British call ice lollies in your lady area.
What's an ice lolly? Is an ice cube?
No, it is a popsicle.
Oh.
You're not supposed to do that?
I'm not supposed to put popsicles there.
Says who?
These doctors in Great Britain.
Oh.
Well, you hate doctors in Great Britain. You said they're trash. They don't know shit. Yeah.
I do. I'm not saying I agree with it. I'm just saying that's what they're saying. And don't do it. Now, they have not, you know, Fauci and them haven't put out that same warning here. So I guess American popsicles don't hurt.
American popsicles are fine.
Yeah.
Just those British popsicles.
Ice lollies.
Ice lollies.
It's an ice lolly. Have you seen the item that is being, I forgot the name of it, at some stupid like crotch breeze or something like that, and it's these guys that it fits over the vent in your car, and it's a hose, and they stick it up the leg of their shorts.
Yeah, Regans was talking about that the other day.
Okay, I just saw it over the weekend on TikTok or something or Instagram.
It's kind of a cool idea.
I think it was the Juul cooler.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah,
or a cooter cooler. You know.
Oh, yeah.
I like that better.
It works for both.
That's what an ice lolly is being used for.
He's a cooter.
Hey, I'll take two cooter coolers. Strawberry.
Just with the British accent.
But I think the ice lolly sounds weird.
It does.
Yeah, lolly is like a sucker, I guess. Yeah. So ice sucker. But what's, and did they have a reason? Like, is it
Just because
sugar?
The skin and everything is thin and sensitive in that area. And if you put a popsicle up in there, it could, you know, like the tongue on a frozen pole concept.
It could
tear the skin off.
That just occurred to me.
Think about that.
But why would anybody do that?
It's hot.
Put a popsicle. Like, really?
It's hot. Sometimes you get freaky. No. Get a little wild.
I've never thought of doing that, putting a popsicle in my buttocks.
That thing's going to melt.
And be sticky and everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, butt heat's but, not
yeah.
no joke.
And then,
so you get some butt sweat.
Butt sweat.
Butt crack sweat.
But I don't know who would even think that, you know, my body is hot. And instead of just, you know, sitting in an air-conditioned room and drinking, you know, ice water, or possibly even putting an ice pack on my neck or something, I'm going to take a frozen object and insert it into myself.
That's what I'm saying. Wow. That's weird.
Wow. And it must have happened enough that they had to put out a statement.
That was my question. Yeah. How often has this happened?
The doctors of Great Britain came together to put out this statement? Like, they must be seeing a huge number of people doing it.
Or they were
just doing it anyway and ended up having to go to the hospital and said, why would you do something like that? And they didn't want to admit to being a freak.
It's so hot.
So they said, I was just trying to cool off.
Yeah.
It was feeling like Satan's butthole out here.
Yeah. All right. Put an ice lolly. Yeah.
Would you rather admit to that or the fact that you were just being a freak with a popsicle?
Being a freak.
Yeah, being a freak with a popsicle.
Really?
Yeah.
Rather than say, lie. I just thought, I mean, you could play dumb thinking you thought it would cool you off.
No, because then they're going to think I'd rather them think I'm a freak than stupid.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm with you on that.
Yeah.
I'd just be like, hey.
Not me.
We got things that look great. Right.
I'd rather them think I'm a dumbass.
Yeah, me too.
Rather than think, you know, did you see what this idiot did? This perv? Stuck a popsicle in his butt.
Bad judgment, Doc. Things just got a little crazy.
Hey,
and by the time you got there, you know, it'd be nothing but a stick.
Yeah.
You know. Why you got a stick?
You can only get like that.
But it didn't start as just a stick, Doc.
Yeah.
It melted on the way over.
Yuck. You know how they have jokes on, like the punchline sticking out?
I mean, the ice cream sandwich worked fine. I don't know.
Can't wait to read the rest
all right,
of the
let's
joke.
Let's see what the punchline is. Or what are those that popsicles that you like, Riggins, in the sleeve?
Oh, that's
the ice pop or whatever.
Yeah, Chili Willies. Yeah. Ice pops.
Those would make more sense because at least the juice like stays inside of that packaging.
You would put it with the plastic on it still?
You can't put it without the plastic.
So you're thinking that, I'm thinking they unwrap the popsicle.
Well, that yes, but it has a stick, so you're able to like
retrieve it
and push it up. This one, Icy, you wouldn't be able to do that. Yeah,
they're like, why do all your popsicles have wrist straps on them? Don't worry about it. Do you want a popsicle or not?
Right. Yeah. Stop mind your effing dumb business. Question.
Take that off if you don't want it. It's a handle.
Shut up.
It's a handle.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I'd love to know how widespread this issue is that they did have to to issue the statement.
Yeah, I didn't even know that they had air conditioning in Great Britain.
Right, they've had no air conditioning ever.
Mm-hmm. Popsicles, I had no idea. I don't know anything about them.
And have you noticed a lot of things in British slang and all sounds feminine?
Yeah.
Like ice lolly ice sounds lolly. So feminine.
Or the loo. Mm-hmm. That sounds feminine too.
Even the vagina, I think they call it a fanny. Like they even made that a way to make it even more feminine. It's like
a fanny.
That's what they call a fanny, I think.
I didn't know that.
I don't like
I believe
that.
So.
They
so
call which it is a fanny?
A fanny.
Yeah, because that's where the fanny pack came from. You always wonder why the fanny pack isn't in the back. You wear it in the front because it was invented in England. And it's supposed to be worn over the fanny.
Really? Ah, pack the fanny.
I just made that up.
I was going to say, he's lying. That was like, a good sell, but sense. I thought like, he's got to be lying about that.
It could be, though.
I mean, yeah, it's not totally out of the realm of possibility.
It's weird, though. We were going to call it a vagina bag, but take a fanny pack. Probably more. Approachable.
Vagina. Yeah. Oh, that's a cute vagina bag.
Yeah, it just didn't work.
Yeah, hey, that doesn't work.
Do you have any gum? Yeah, I got some. Hold on, it's in my vagina bag. Give me a minute. I know it's here. Hold this. It's in here somewhere.
Don't forget your vagina bag.
All right, so we're going to Disney. What do we need? Well, I'm not taking a purse to the parks every day. Okay, well, you know what you need.
We just buy one when we're there.
With the Disney logo on it.
Have you seen my Minnie Mouse vagina bag?
The Funny Podcast is a production of the Ace and TJ family. To get more Ace and TJ 24/7, download the Ace and TJ app. Just search for Ace and TJ in your app store. All Share Funny material, copyright ATJ Incorporated 2021.
When the show is over, the show's not over. Get extra funny content every day with Ace and TJ's Extra Funny Podcast every weekday after the Ace and TJ show. Get it free on the Ace and TJ family app or wherever you download podcasts.